Welcome to this programme in our podcast of highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue, Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month. All comments in this programme are represented by the voices of actors.
Creativity, once sidelined as too woolly for the classroom, is back on the agenda in schools. But there's more to it than an art class or a craft day, insisted Chris Chivers. It takes time to nurture, but there are benefits potentially right across the curriculum.
You can't just be creative on Friday afternoon when all the proper work has been finished. How hard is it to do a counting exercise in maths, taking the children outside on grass to count the petals on daisies? It means counting, recording, collating, graphing or charting, interpreting, writing, and of course talking. That's not bad for curriculum coverage.
Some schools have revamped the entire curriculum to put creativity at the heart of the system. Primary head teacher Richard Sutton-Smith explained his school's reorganisation.
We've recently introduced faculties, so our planning for thematic and cross-curricular challenge is centred on four curriculum teams: basic skills, arts, technologies, and humanities and values. Each term, staff begin with a creative and cross-curricular brainstorm. These plans are aimed at motivating pupils, and for us, a vital part has been to introduce an extended homework task for every other topic, to draw on the power and excitement of home learning.
A note of caution was sounded by Jane Donati. She warned against unbridled enthusiasm for creativity in the absence of a concrete definition of what it means in teaching and learning.
Although I'm in favour of creativity in certain fields and as part of independent learning, the term is too wide and open to misinterpretation. Many will remember it gathered a very bad reputation in the past, as it became a licence to let children discover learning and ignored the part of teaching in the whole equation.
Calvin Kipling, a deputy head, also voiced concern. A curriculum which values problem-solving and thinking skills would be entirely appropriate, he agreed, but it's ill-suited to the current regime of testing.
It strikes me that one of the main barriers to the creative curriculum is the high-stakes approach of SATs and other tests. While the role of tests is not on the table to be debated, we can have as creative a curriculum as we like, but if it doesn't raise standards, by that measure, it'll fail.
But Susan Foster Ag, head of a first school in Redditch, felt that schools should not allow past experience to stand in their way. Her school has Wow Days, dedicated to getting children enthused about a new work topic, as well as more hands-on activities, problem-solving and children's reflections on their learning. A flexible timetable has also been introduced.
Subjects may be chunked together. For example, in 1 week, staff might teach lessons in geography on fault lines, alongside science experiments about how a volcano works, then create clay models of a volcano. Learning is clearer for children, and their knowledge base is deeper as a result. Creativity can be woolly, but now we've got the national curriculum to ensure that we do not return to the woolly days.
And that completes this programme. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can subscribe to receive future programmes in this series of Talk to Learn highlights at www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.
Talk to Learn has over 100,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.